BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast on Bumbleo Wednesday. We have a real or no real Brit special. Also, some of our listeners do sound a lot like celebs. This is after my ex-flatmate. We realise he sounds a lot like Tom Daley. They have the same actual voice as you're about to hear. I've banned all of Radio 1 from playing my tired and emotional show on Radio 1 after the Brit a few years ago. No one's allowed to play it now. Hello, it's Scott. So it's Brit's Day. I've just seen a picture on Twitter taken backstage at the Brits, which just says on it, on the front of the dressing room, special guest. I wonder who that could be.
Is that you being sarcastic, sorry?
Or... possibly, yes. It's really easy.
Is it bad? I don't know.
Yeah, it's quite bad, yeah.
It's does really everyone bad. Else know?
Yeah.
Can I have a clue?
Oh my god, this. Come on.
I don't know.
Special guest.
So someone not announced?
Yeah, but everyone kind of knows it's happening. Come on, let's be honest. I mean, I don't know for sure.
I'll pretend I know then. Yeah, really excited.
But who? You don't know who?
Who hasn't been announced? I don't know. I actually don't know.
Also, I'm aware that one of the after parties, which they always have, are saying we can't let any more people in because of the special guest that we've got arriving. Now, I wonder who that could be.
Same person, is it?
Yeah. It's really obvious when you know. I bet loads of people will now text in.
Well, if it's obvious, I don't know why you can't just say it.
Beyonce?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. That I mean,
is,
I don't
that
know that.
Quite cool,
I don't
actually,
know that for
it?
Sure. But it's pretty cool.
I thought when you said special guest, it was genuinely going to be someone who was a bit... You know when people say special guest and they turn up and just... they keep it anonymous because the person's a bit naff? Do you know what I mean?
Mean?
Well, I've seen this in clubs before. They'll say, and an appearance from someone very special.
And then it's not.
And it's not. No, and the reason they put that on the poster is because they don't want to advertise the actual person, so it creates intrigue.
And then it actually is
but
a
no,
big
Beyonce
disappointment.
Beyonce does actually match up.
Yeah, it kind of does. Now, also, can we all in the studio please take bets on the first famous that is spotted getting the tube to the O2 on Twitter? Oh, look, I'm just like you, Normos. You're not, though. Oh, thank you so much for coming down to our level for one day, just because there's no traffic. So
are you saying Beyonce might be on the tube later?
Possibly, yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. If not, she'll definitely be being sexy for her husband on stage later.
Right, we need to work this out. I mean, I'm quite keen to intercept her on the tube later.
I don't think that's going to be possible. There are thousands and thousands of people and a lot of different tubes.
Right.
How are you going to know which one she's going to be on? Which line?
I don't know.
Pick any.
There's got to be a way to narrow this down. Anyway, look, leave it with me. I'll try.
So let's take bets on the first person to tweet. I'm saying... I'm saying Chris Martin.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Well, I'm going Beyonce. What are you saying?
Calvin. What's
Calvin Harris on the tube. Cara?
Ellie Goulding.
Ellie Goulding on the tube. I think that... I think that she's quite normal, though, so I don't know. All right,
but
so
you're saying she doesn't count as a celebrity?
No, she definitely does, but I think that it wouldn't be a big deal.
Okay, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry on the tube. I'll definitely take that one.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Good shout by Alison on Twitter. Yes, I'm going with this as well. First person, I want to change my answer. Pharrell on the tube to the Brits in that silly hat.
Do you reckon?
Yep, getting people to clap along, singing happy, and asking them if they feel like a room without a roof. What?
You are right, though, when famouses take photos on the train. It's like the fact they've got to take a photo showing that they're there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That it's
proves
such a gimmick.
They never do it. They're like, oh, this is a novelty, look.
Saying that, I will blatantly do that later with you.
But I get the public transport all the time.
You actually do, to be fair, but I annoy you. One of the ways I annoy you is whenever we do get the train, I make a massive thing of
why are you taking
photos
picture?
Of you getting your Oyster card topped up. And
I do this all
thing.
The time. Why are you taking a picture of it? It's really weird. I'll tell you what else I've banned as well. So I'm in a bit of an edgy mood.
You?
I don't know.
Aggie Mills today.
I've got the Brits fear a little bit. I've banned from Radio 1 all evidence of that show when I was a little bit tired on an early morning show 1 year after the Brit Awards.
Okay.
Because it's been played to death on Radio 1 for years. And I believe that it's now been deleted from every single system that we've got here, so it can't be played again.
And
so if anyone sees
year.
Any... What?
The 1 year.
It was just 1 year, yeah.
Okay.
It was 4 o'clock in the morning, you know? And it was the dark times. So if anyone sees any old tapes lying around, probably cassettes, with Scott Mills written on them, Brits, just destroy them. Thank you very much. And I know there's one person that told me that he's destroyed all of them. He doesn't work here anymore, but used to work here when it happened. And I hope that he has destroyed them.
I've heard a rumour that he hasn't.
What? He told me he had.
I've heard things.
What have you heard?
I've heard there may be a copy of this tape.
Wait, 2 years ago I said I don't want this to be on anymore. Right, I will hunt him down.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so I've banned that show being played from After the Brits probably about 9 years ago now because I'm so bored of it. I've heard it so many times. Alice has been on going, well, you've inflated my interest now. What is this special show that you did after the Brits when you were a bit tired? It doesn't matter, Alice. It's gone now. I've personally made sure that every single copy of the evidence has been destroyed. No one will find it.
There is a radio show that I found where you were talking about it, though. There was one of your shows after the Brits. You played some of the clips from this show, and I've just been sent a link thanks to Unofficial Mills.
All right, and they've got it, have they? Good.
Yes. So,
well, destroy it immediately.
Have
you shut down?
There's very few clips. But it's incredible. The poor girl that was working on your show that day.
All right.
Is it true what she says about the hotel room?
Yes, I spent the night in a hotel because I was near a Radio 1. Yes, I was just wearing a shirt when she woke me up. Nothing else. She had to emigrate to Australia after that.
And the hotel manager had to help wake you up?
No one hears from her now. Yeah, okay, so I woke up. I was late for my show. Oh, I can't believe I'm going through this again. Okay, if I go through the story, can we not play the actual evidence
from
the show?
Shall we do it one final time?
Okay, this is it.
Last time ever you'll have to do this, okay?
Okay, and we're writing this down so that next year when the Brits is on, we're not going to talk about it.
We won't mention this at all.
Because it's really old.
Please tell me about the night after the Brits.
All right, so I went to the Brits. I did a show in the evening, then I went to the after party. Then I realised it was 2 a.m. and that I'm on air at 4 a.m. So I went back to the hotel. Someone advised me to do that. You know what it's like? When I've popped, I can't stop.
Yes.
So...
Okay.
So I went back to the hotel. The next thing I know, there's the hotel manager, like, in my face, and also the producer of the show. They are both trying to wake me up. They're in the hotel room.
Wearing a shirt.
I'm just wearing the shirt that I wore at the Brit, but no pants. They get me to the studio, and then that show happens where there's no more evidence because I've had it banned from everywhere and destroyed. All right?
God, imagine if someone found that show. I truly believe, actually, now that the whole show is completely gone.
Not
proud
of it.
Trust me, I've tried.
Good. Well, that was my aim. Now, you know what? Some people are lucky enough, or unlucky enough, to have the same voice as a celebrity. For instance, we found out my ex-flatmate, we've only just realised this, does sound like Tom Daley. Here's Tom.
What happened was I was still on the end of the board, and there was some flash photography. Thought to ignore it. But as soon as I took off, it felt like the whole stadium just literally flashed in my face.
And here's my ex-flatmate, Fraser.
Through the medium of showing hands, who here has been cheated on?
Bit higher, but it is the same voice. Got some of you lot that claim to have the same voice as a celebrity. Not an impression, this is your actual voice. Coming soon. Someone's like, well, you clearly want people to know about this Brit show, otherwise you wouldn't have mentioned it. I didn't bring it up. Everybody else did. So we found out. Me and my mates found out that my ex-flatmate,
before she married him and took him away from you,
does sound like Tom Daley. He's got the same voice. Some people do have exactly the same voice as a famous. Hello, Andrew.
Hi there, how you doing?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm always well, thank you.
Now, is this your normal voice? Because I'm trying to figure out who you sound like.
That's my way to speak, yes.
Right.
Mm. So this is not impressions, this is your actual voice. Let's just get that clear.
No, that's the way I speak, so it is.
So it is.
My first thought is Westlife.
What, all of them? I speak the same as all of Westlife.
Right area. You're from the right area.
I'm just trying to think of another person with that accent, because you do sound familiar. What about, what's the guy from The Voice and The Script? Danny O'Donoghue.
Danny off The Script. Danny from The Voice, not The Voice anymore.
That's what I get compared to a lot, actually.
Oh, God, it really is now.
Yeah.
Just turned around. Oh, I just pressed my button.
Oh, no, don't. Do you like milk this quite a lot?
A lot. I do it all the time. I don't look anything like the guy, but, you know, I would try him. I try my best. And you can actually tell girls anything when you've got an accent like this. They believe it.
So you're using it to your fullest potential.
I completely disagree with what you're saying. So if you go up to someone and say, I am Danny O'Donoghue, they'll look at you despite the voice and go, no, you're not.
No, just the accent.
Well, just because you sound like Danny off the script.
Yeah, you can just get away with everything. You can tell them you're like an Irish songwriter and things like this here.
What's your singing voice like, out of interest? Similar?
I can't sing. I'm not very good at it.
You do sound like him, though.
Oh, thanks.
You really do.
Thanks very much.
Do another catchphrase.
I tell you, I wish I pressed my button and turned around. You're an absolutely gorgeous girl.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
It's quite good.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, same voice.
There's two things turning. One, my feet, and me on.
He's done this so many times.
Done this before, haven't he?
Thanks, Andrew.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you too.
Hello, Rob.
Hi.
Nice to see you sober. You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks, you.
Now I'm just trying to work out who you sound like.
He needs to say more.
Hot pot.
Right.
Good. Okay.
off of cricket.
Ah, cricket.
Oh, well, I'm out.
Think sportsman.
Right. I'm out, I don't know. I don't know any sport.
I know who you are, but only by your clues, to be honest. I'm not sure. Okay. Where's Freddie Flintoff, Scott?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, well in.
Do people say that you sound like him?
I sound like him and I look like him.
As well?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
So, I'm the full package.
But this is your real voice?
This is my real voice, yeah.
And when people say you sound like him, the impression that you first give back is hot pot.
Hot pot.
Good.
I've managed to get a clip of what Freddie sounds like.
Okay.
Started playing cricket when I was about 6. I had a Man United tracksuit on, which was a hand-me-down.
Can you say, I had a Man United tracksuit on, which was a hand-me-down?
I had a Man United tracksuit on, which was a hand-me-down.
I can't hear it. Do you know what? You do sound a bit like it, but I think it's just the regional accent. Do you know what I mean? Rather than the...
Yeah.
It sounded definitely... Sorry, you sound disheartened by that.
I am a little bit, yeah.
No, don't be.
I am the full package. You need to see me as well to get the full Freddy.
Now you actually sound like you've got the same attitude as him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like a drink as well.
So. Oh, good.
Good to speak to you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Hi, Corey.
Hi, yeah, you all right?
Yeah, Scott Mills, are you right?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you.
This is an interesting voice.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Oh, God.
What do you mean it's horrible? You don't like your voice?
I'm so whiny and annoying.
Hang on a second. This is you, right? This isn't you doing an impression?
No, this is me all the time.
Scott, ask her a question so we can hear her say more.
What did you eat for breakfast today?
I had a sausage roll, I'll not lie.
Say something else very quickly. What are you doing tonight?
I'm going to try the gym, but I'll probably just have kebab or something instead.
Oh, God, it's Sarah Millican.
Oh, yes, it is.
Is that female comedian?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, that's the one.
But yeah.
You sound really like her.
Oh, thanks, I guess.
But you don't sound happy with this.
No, I think she's really annoying, to be honest. It's not the best comparison.
Here she is.
An undercover boss, but one thing that always bothers me is how they disguise the boss. They often just put glasses on them. Is that it? Is that all you've done?
How irritating is that?
This is incredible. So you sound like someone you really don't like.
She doesn't like it.
That's it, yep.
Oh no, have you tried to change your voice?
I try to get a bit husky now and then, but every time I get excited I go back to Sarah Millican.
Do you get this a lot?
Yeah, pretty much every time I go high-pitched, like when I get excited, everyone reckons I sound like her.
Yeah. Can you say for me, I like watching Undercover Boss?
I like watching Undercover Boss.
I like watching Undercover Boss.
Yeah,
it's the same.
Yeah, same.
Oh, I'm really sorry, because it clearly disappoints you, but you do sound the same.
On a daily basis, yep.
Oh, it was good to speak to you.
You as well, thanks.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Bye.
Same. Right, let me take another call. Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Samantha from Kent.
Hello, Samantha from Kent. How are you today?
I'm really good, thank you.
I know who you are.
No, it sounds familiar. I don't.
I do. Right, okay. What are your plans for this evening?
I'm pretty much going to stay in and watch a bit of telly.
Oh, this is really annoying me. I know.
What are you going to watch on TV tonight?
I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Going to watch the Brits?
Pardon?
The Brits is on tonight.
Oh, yeah, the Brits are on. Yeah, I might watch that. That looks quite good, yeah.
You're so Sam Bailey off X Factor.
Yes!
Do people say that to you all the time?
Yeah, that's who I sound like, but it's actually Sam Bailey, so...
What? Are you actually Hello, Sam Bailey?
Oh, no! Oh, you cow!
Payback time,
that proper confused me.
Ah! This is because I got you on call or delete.
Yeah, in Asda, yeah. So this is payback.
Oh.
How you doing, all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you? That is a good one.
Oh. Are we sure this is her?
It is. You are Sam Bailey.
It is. I think, yeah, we need a rematch. Chris, on the old
bingo.
Yeah, we can do that.
Where are you at the moment? Are
especially
you
for the blue vein as well?
Yeah, that's right. Are you on the X Factor tour?
Yes. We've been in Dublin, and I just flew home. We're just having a meal with my kids and my husband, and then I'm off to Manchester for the next part of the tour. So it's all good.
I was going to say that sounds really like Sam Bailey, and that's because it actually is. Good to speak to you, Sam. I'll speak to you soon.
And you. Take care,
babe. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Yeah. Tomorrow on the show, Rochelle is going to be on, and she's going to be playing Which Member of the Saturdays Are You? You know those online quizzes? I like to play them with actual members of the band that the quiz is about. So we played it with Tristan from the Vamps before, from the Bamps. Tristan from the Vamps. And also we played it with Josh Hummitt at 6. So tomorrow, Rochelle, we find out which member of the Saturdays she is on one of these online quizzes. There's hundreds of them online.
Which one do you think she'll come out as?
Molly.
Do you reckon?
No one comes out as themselves.
They don't, do they? That's what we're finding. I don't know. I think you're right, actually. Rochelle will be Molly.
No. They're never who they... But even if they answer the questions correctly, always comes out as someone else.
How about you? What Saturday would you be?
I'd probably be... Well, I'll let you decide. Who would I be?
I don't know. I think I would probably be Vanessa. You've said that to me before.
You're definitely 100% Vanessa.
It works.
Yeah. I think I'd like to think I'd be Molly.
Yeah? You'd like to think you're Molly.
I'd like to think that.
You'd like to think you're good enough to be Molly, but you'll settle for one of the others.
I'm probably Una, let's be honest.
So why is that? You're making that... Right. So why is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing. I'm just saying.
I'd like to think I'm Molly, but I worry I'm more Una.
No, I didn't say I worry. You're putting words into my mouth. So that's tomorrow. I also would quite like to do Couples Week on Innuendo Bingo. Just saying this to the producer earlier.
This was a good idea, yes.
So we get Mark and Michelle on. Is that my Michelle? Mark, right? Ladies! Saturday night, red, dots of red, red bags, airbrush divas, heart. So I'd quite like to get him on with Michelle Keegan. And I'd also like to get power couple Marvin and Rochelle on.
That'd be awesome. What other couples are there? Jedward don't count.
Jedward?
I mean, proper couples, you know?
Marvin and Rochelle would be good.
Emma Willis.
Emma and Matt would be good.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Matt's all over things at the moment, isn't he? He's in EastEnders, Birds of a Feather.
Is he?
Yeah, if he's a Birds of a Feather.
Birds of a Feather still
Yes,
on.
It's just come back.
Can't who that one, though.
No. McBusted. And Emma's like on all TV programmes, so that would be good for Couples Week.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the dream. Hey, everyone.
Bambolea.
Oh! You thought I forgot.
Bambolea.
Throw your arms in the air, it's Bumbleo Wednesday.
God, I nearly forgot it.
All right. Good job I reminded you.
Oh, I love Bumbleo Wednesday. Over halfway through the week, I love it. Hump Day is on.
I like it when the dance to this that you do is just like you just launch your arms up into the air and just do a little jiggle.
I love it.
That's the Bumbleo dance.
I encourage anyone to do it in an office environment.
Kate from London says, have I missed Bumbleo Wednesday? It's the highlight of my Wednesday. No, it's on now. Just think about it. You are halfway through your working week. It's all good.
BBC BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Also, can I just say, why are all the old Brit stories on today? Radio on Twitter, have you seen that lately?
What's on now?
That's when, in 2010, me and Greg James decided that it would be a good idea, after the Brits, to smuggle a large Brit statue out of the building. And we even tried to get it in a black cab. The video's on the Radio on Twitter now, at BBC R1, if you don't follow us. And then the statue breaks.
Yes. Awkward.
And then Greg's face is like, well, nothing to do with me.
Not
my show. I'm going. Bye. It's like, hang on a minute. You're involved in this. Mm. You're implicated. You did it as well. He's like, no, nothing to do with me. Washed his hands of the whole thing he did.
He's like that.
Yeah. As and when. At BBC R1, if you want to see that video, we just tried to nick a break. We won't do that this year.
Can I throw an idea out there and see if you like it? Now, I know traditionally this only happens once a year with the men's semi-joke at Wimbledon.
Yeah, every year. It's a tradition.
But the Winter Olympics are on, and someone has noticed that a lad called Stevens tweeted me saying that it's the British curling men's semi today. Now, yeah. What I would like to propose is whether we're allowed to do the joke today.
No, there's nothing funny about a curling men's semi, Chris.
So is that no to the joke?
No. People don't like change.
Right. So we'll stick to Wimbledon and not mention the curling men's semi.
I don't think so. I don't think it warrants.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
All right. Some people are saying they do want the curling men's semi joke. Right. We can't today because we've got half an hour of Brits music at 3 o'clock.
You're such a party pooper.
I'm not at all.
No, you are, man. It's like, it should be done, really, shouldn't
it? Not even funny. Someone just said I spat my drink out over my computer in my uni library because of the curling men's semi reference.
But you won't let me. You won't let me do it. You won't let me do it. Say once a year, Wimbledon only.
I think it's a bit childish.
I don't know because you know I know it's traditionally Chappers' role, and for the Wimbledon men's semi one, it would be an honour for me to be able to do the curling men's semi joke.
But you don't do the sport. How are you going to just jam it in there?
I don't know.
No, sorry,
you
no.
Sure,
not
in the next half hour. Let me
look. We've given it an airing.
Right.
It's fine. Next year.
As you said, there's nothing funny about a curling men's semi.
There isn't. So Brits tonight on telly and on Radio 1 from 4 p.m. with Greg James. He's going to be backstage, so you'll get all the atmosphere. That's one of my favourite shows of the year on Radio 1. All the build-up, lots of excited pop stars, Alice Levine talking to everyone as they arrive on the red carpet. It's really exciting, the build-up to the biggest music event of the year, the Brits 2014, on Radio 1 from 4 p.m. today. Everyone just gets really excited and hyped. It's cool. Hey, listen, here's the thing. If Naughty Boy wins Best Single tonight, will that just be because of Airless?
I hope so. And he should credit them for it.
I think. Thanks very much to Loughborough.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, loads of people are going, just let him do the joke. Winter Olympics are once every 4 years, so you can't do it next year. All right, okay, he's writing it at the moment. He'll bring it to you after the 2:30 news. Look how excited he is. I'll let you get on with it, shall I?
Yep.
That's Imagine Dragons and Demons. Now, you know, on Friday on Radio 1, as part of Access All Areas, we are wearing the head cam, each DJ. So you'll be able to see exactly what happens because we've got this piece of equipment on our heads, which is heavy and looks like it's off of space. And you'll be able to see on the Radio 1 website the view from my actual head. And that means we're moving Innuendo Bingo just for this week to Friday at 1:45. So you'll be able to see what it's like when you spit on bingo.
And at the Winter Olympics in Sochi, there'll be no gold for the British women's curling team. They were beaten in the semi-final by Canada and now have a chance of a bronze medal. This is Newsbeat, more at 3:30.
Just to reiterate, also in sport, 3 p.m, BBC Two. Great Britain against Sweden, two teams will come together in what promises to be a massive, juicy curling men's semi.
Are you happy now?
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Okay, we should play Real or No Real. There's a slight problem. Gemma Kearney's not picking her phone up.
She's probably in her wardrobe sorting out her fashion.
She probably can hear us talking. She's probably got the radio on, but there's so many clothes in her fancy dress closet she can't get to us.
Right.
Like, she's probably been strangled by a feather boa or something. I hope she's all right. So, am I going to play Real or No Real?
Yeah. Okay, well, let's just crack on between me and you.
And it's a Brit special today. So, Let us know what you think. 81199. You can play along at home. Did these things actually happen? Or are they no real?
At the 1997 Brit Awards, the Chemical Brothers and Louise Nerding, now Redknapp, tied for Best Breakthrough Act with equal votes from the Brit Academy. They agreed to share the trophy and still occasionally pop round to each other's houses to swap it over.
Live voice there for Real or No Real.
Hi.
Wasn't your best.
Thanks.
Check him out critiquing it.
No, sorry, I didn't. That was rude.
It's not your best. So, do they share the awards? Mm. Who was it? The Chemical Brothers and Louise?
Yes.
Oh. Love her, though. I can't see this happening.
So they tied... I've never heard of this happening before in the Brits. So they got the same amount of votes, which is unlikely, isn't it? Because don't thousands and thousands of people vote, or is this a different category?
Well, I've never heard of there being a tie, but maybe there was that year. I don't remember. This is kind of before my Brits time.
Really?
Yes. Well, in 1997, is it? No, I wasn't there then. Rude.
I'm going to say no real. What are you saying?
I just can't see why they would do that. One of them would just go, oh, look, you have it. No, you have it. No, you have it. And they'd be terribly British about it, wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. And then one of the Chemical Brothers will either keep it in their toilet or just give it to Louise. So I'm saying no real.
Right.
That one. Is no real.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
I wonder if there's anyone on their way to the Brits at the moment.
A lot of people?
Well, I mean, traditionally it's like bad traffic and stuff like that if you're on your way right now. No, it's just, I don't know.
I wonder if there's anyone on the way to the Brits.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Oh, don't worry.
What, listening now?
Yeah.
There'll be a lot. There will be a lot. Okay, and next on Real or No Real.
At one recent Brit Awards ceremony, a boyfriend and girlfriend who had won competition tickets to sit at the Radio 1 table split up during the event, with the boyfriend storming off during an Adele performance.
Oh, no.
Do we have a year for that? So could it have been the Someone Like You year? Imagine that. Adele was on singing Someone, never mind that one, and he stormed off.
You don't want to split up during a Brits performance, do you?
Mm.
So they were at the table, they were Radio 1 competition winners, and they were like, right, that's it.
Oh,
like, don't do it. Like, do it afterwards. Don't do it at the Brits.
No, also, and maybe if you've had a couple of drinks, I'm not saying that's what happened in that case, that you'd regret that in the morning. You would have gone, that was not the best way to play it. Brit Awards.
Competition winners at a table as well. And also, that song is really quiet. So, and I remember being there, and I was quite near the front. So I think I would have heard some kind of kerfuffle if it was happening.
So what are you saying?
That can't be real. No real.
I don't know. It's heightened emotions. Adele can cause that. I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Oh. No.
Awful.
Oh, God.
And producer Ian from The Breakfast Show had to sit with the girlfriend through the rest of the performance.
That's horrendous.
I'm sure he was a shoulder to cry on, though.
Yeah. And next,
Scott Mills has publicly stated that he didn't think Lady Gaga's performance at the 2010 Brit Awards was any good.
Oh, was that it?
What are you saying that, Mills?
Now, would I have said that?
Thing is, it's very unlike you to be against Lady Gaga, isn't it?
It is, yeah, because I think she's a great pop star.
But I don't know. And it's also very unlike you to criticise anyone. No matter how awful they are, you will always make out it's a great thing. You're famed for it.
That's not true. I have an opinion if I don't think it's any good.
You famously sit on the fence up until the point where you may have had a couple of drinks and then... So my only theory with this would be that's when you may have piped up.
But this is rubbish!
And then I don't think you would have publicly done that if you'd had a couple of drinks.
No. I can't remember doing it. However, I remember going to see Lady Gaga... I think it was at the O2, or maybe Wembley, and I do remember at that time saying that wasn't any good. This is not the recent tour, this is maybe the one
before. Well, it's unlikely you would say that, isn't it? So what are you saying, real
I'm
or no
saying,
real?
I don't think I said that, no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Ah, excellent.
What did I say?
Now, I've just been handed a note. Apparently you have a clip to play, and it's from the early Breakfast Show of 2010. Not your show, technically,
crap.
So we stick to our agreement. This is Dev's early Breakfast Show.
Okay, so this one.
I really enjoyed Lady Gaga, you know. I was expecting sort of lights and fireworks, and it wasn't. It was just her sat at a piano, you know, just... And I'd never realised this before. She's a really good singer.
She is a good singer, but, like, do Something We Know, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, that was the... I was kind of left afterwards going, is she going to do Bad Romance? No, she's going to exit the stage, all right. But still, very good performance. I enjoyed that.
I don't mind having, like, the whole Gaga thing of, like, her being amazing and, like... But, like, at least break into some kind of song at some point would be...
All right, so that was in Dev's show I called up.
This is you phoning in at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4.15 right. in the morning,
okay, right.
after a night out at the Brit Awards.
I think I was with Greg. Yes. Anyway, all right, I didn't realise that was real, but cool.
Any I won. More? I got 30, you got 20.
Is that it? Okay. Thank God there's no more clips. You win today's special reel or no reel about the Brits. Sorry, Gemma Kearney, we couldn't get you on. We ran out of time, but you are stuck in your closet. I hope she's all right. Can someone check if Gemma's okay? I'm sure she's fine, but just... That is what happened on Wednesday's show. Join us tomorrow on Radio 1 between 1 and 4 for all the stories of last night's Brits. 1 p.m. tomorrow on Radio 1. Or get this podcast. BBC Radio 1.